Your dog's ready for one more block. Your knees, not so much. Time to call Joint Relief Institute. Fast, non-surgical knee pain relief. 708-888-0000.
Welcome back to another episode of Haley's Rock Block right here on WGNRadio.com. I'm your host, Haley Boyd, and today I wanted to take a closer look at some of our local theater experiences. We're traveling to the Arcata Theater and the Des Plaines Theater with President and CEO of Onesti Entertainment, Ron Onesti. We're going to dive into exactly what he does as the CEO, some history of both of the theaters, and some upcoming acts that we're looking forward to for the rest of the summer and beyond that. He tells me a little bit more about the Arcata Theater's 100th anniversary celebration. This is something that you won't want to miss.
Lindholm Roofing has appointments available now to provide you a complete roofing, siding, gutter, and tuck pointing inspection. Call 773-283-7675 or lindholmroofing.com. Tell them that Lou sent you. Lindholm Roofing, their family has your family covered.
Today, I'm here with President and CEO of Onesti Entertainment, Ron Onesti. Ron, thank you so much for joining me today. I really appreciate it.
Oh, I am so excited to talk to you, Haley.
Summer's in full swing, and I'm sure both of your theaters must be packed, and we're going to get to that a little bit later. But first, I want to know what exactly your duties as CEO entail. What exactly do you do?
We don't have that kind of time, my dear. I'm very involved with my businesses. I'm the creative director, I guess, of it, besides, you know, the business head. But, you know, as far as all the recipes and all my bars and restaurants are mine, and all the marketing hooks and marketing campaigns are mine. I do all the booking. So, you know, it's really just like anybody else who has their own business. You're really into it. You roll up your sleeves. And, you know, when you're not sweeping floors, you're throwing out the garbage.
That was a question I had. I'm really curious about how the booking actually works for the artists. Do you get to choose which musicians and acts you host at your theaters, or do they come to you and ask what the availability is?
So my business is pretty much like yours. It's 150% relationship based. And I'm the one who really makes the decisions, of course, of who comes to the theaters. But it's a combination of conversations with agents and managers, sometimes the acts itself. But, you know, it's a whole process. You know, there's an offer process, and the agents are putting together tours and routing. You know, maybe they're saying, okay, this artist wants to come to the Midwest, so they'll let me know that this artist, for example, just this morning I got a call from Paula Abdul's agent. You know, she obviously does some big shows, but she's coming out and doing like a Q&A tour. And, you know, with some video and just stories behind the scenes, that kind of thing. And they said, you know, she wants to hit the Midwest in the fall and what dates she have open. And so we're talking about it. We talk about the money. We talk about the details and my availabilities. And then he'll take it back. And after he talks in Milwaukee, he talks to Indiana, he talks to everybody else in the Midwest. And then he just kind of figures it out. Say, okay, Ron could do November, the first week of November, but this guy could do the Wednesday and Thursday that week. So I'll put them together. It's a big process, but it all happens. And it's something I do 7 days a week.
Wow. So you really never do get a break, do you?
No, not at all. This is honest to God, a 24/7 job. You know, because of my buildings, I'll get a call at 3 a.m, alarm's off, and there's a plumbing issue, this and that. But you know what? I'm good with it. You know, I'm actually so fortunate and blessed. I mean, every day I worry about music and meatballs. I mean, how lucky am I?
It really does take a special person to be able to run something like that. What is your favorite part of your job?
Well, you know, Haley, I mean, I can tell you that, you know, I grew up in an Italian household. I'm originally from Taylor Streets. And, you know, we loved having people over on Sundays and cooking for them and an all-day experience and watching them just enjoy themselves. And I think that really carried over into a lot of what I do. And so as all the people and the guests in the audience are watching the entertainer and they're just having a great time, I'm backstage watching all of them and just noticing that they're just, you know, forgetting all their troubles for a couple hours. And I see that as a responsibility. I think, you know, if I get 900 people in one of my theaters, I know within that group, there's somebody who probably lost a loved one in the past couple of weeks, or lost a job, had a fight with a spouse, or just had a crappy day, you know. So I see it as a responsibility to take them away from all of that for a minute, and to see, you know, people just sing along with the songs. I know they're going back to their childhood. I know they're going back to the time their life or their music was big, like their, you know, their high school years. And, you know, that to me is the best part of what we do.
I'm so glad that you brought that up, because I feel like a lot of people don't realize just how special music is to people. But because you recognize that, you are able to bring that spirit into your theaters and to be able to give people the best time that they possibly can. I mean, I know you even have your restaurants, so you can have the dinner and the show experience all in one. And you said that you grew up hosting parties every weekend. Now, that means that you must have been around music a lot, right?
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, we've all been part of music in various degrees growing up. But, you know, to go back to your statement of how important music is and how powerful it is, you know, again, that's why I see that as a responsibility. And that's where, you know, things happen. I can give you, you know, 100 stories of people who, you know, you just don't know when people walk in what's going on in their lives, and how that their decision to come by you is a responsibility. I'll give you a quick example for Tony Orlando and Dawn, which is an old school back in the 70s TV show. And they did a 50-year reunion by me, and the music was great. And we had somebody who was walking through the audience, and there was four people there sitting. And one was a younger lady with her arm around an older lady, and a younger man around a more mature gentleman. I went up to them and I said, I noticed what a great time you're having. They said, you don't understand what this means to us. We were driving around in the car a couple of days ago, and your commercial for this concert came on the radio. And my mother-in-law, who was, you know, pretty much kind of down these days, her eyes lit up and she started singing along to the music. And we said, you know what, we got to bring her to this show. And so that's her there. And she's just been loving the show and singing on music. My father-in-law that's next to my, you know, my husband has been tapping on his shoulder throughout the music, throughout the songs. And I said, I noticed that. I said, well, my father is actually deaf, but he remembers the music. And my husband is tapping along with Tie Yellow Ribbon on the Old Oak Tree and those great songs. And you know what the reality is? We were taking my mother-in-law to hospice, and we decided to wait 3 days and bring her to this show first. I mean, you know, I'm like, oh my gosh. I mean, how do you put a value on that, or a price on that, you know? And who would have saw that coming? I got 100 of those stories.
And it's nights like those exactly that change people's lives, even if for a short time. But it sounds like they are going to remember that night for the rest of their lives. That is just so heartwarming. And I'm so glad that this is the business that you're in, because you know exactly what it's all about. And you're able to give the people exactly what they need and exactly what they deserve.
No, we try. You know, again, I do a lot of listening, and, you know, I started out as a fan. I mean, you know, everybody says, well, what music do you like? I love all music. Well, I sincerely do. I was brought up in a World War II household. My dad, World War II hero, and loved all the big band stuff. So, you know, I was an 8-year-old that knew who Glenn Miller was. Grew up with the black and white TV, and then the music of the 70s in high school, and just country. I mean, when that first came out in the 80s, I mean, the real, you know, not the classic country, but the pop country. I just loved all of that stuff. So, again, when we go back to the statement earlier that I book everything, frankly, I book everything that I like. And it just so happens that most people like what I like. You know, it's a wide variety of the different styles of music, and I just love it. And people come and they come in and they thank me. I'm like, you're patronizing my business. Thank you.
I have to say that you are right about that, because my fiance and I have actually seen Carl Palmer at both of your theaters a couple of times, and both times were absolutely phenomenal. It was an experience, again, that we would never forget. I'm friends with his manager, and we met him at one of the shows, and we were just laughing and having a good time. And I made some friends who sat next to us, and I still talk to them to this day. So not only are you creating those experiences for people that one night, but now we're making friends, and we're extending that. So it's even more rewarding.
Absolutely. Bruce Pilato is one of my best friends in the business, really good guy. It's Carl Palmer's manager. And you're right about that, Haley, with regards to the friendships and the relationships, because, you know, I go to the theaters every night. I go to both of them, and I see, you know, I have so many regular customers that come so often. I mean, I couldn't imagine coming to my own theaters if I was a customer as many times these people do. Sometimes they come two, even three times a weekend. I mean, I can't imagine going to House of Blues, you know, three times a week, two times a week, or Chicago Theater or any of these other places, but they do. We have this one lady, she's 84, 85 years old, and she's one of our VIPs. She comes to practically every show, even the hair metal bands, and she's tapping her foot. And I'm like, Miss Emily, do you really like this music? I love all music. I love the experience. Sometimes I'm not into the specific music, but I'll come. So a lot of the regular people come, and they go out to dinner, they go on vacations, they go on cruises, and they all met at our theaters. It's an amazing dynamic.
I love that. And that's another thing that I would love to get into is the history of both of the theaters. And I'd love to start off with the Arcata Theater. I know it started off as being a vaudeville theater, but what exactly is vaudeville?
Well, actually, you know, I could speak a little bit about both of the theaters because there's a tremendous amount of similarity. Both were open. One in 1925 were the Des Plaines Theater, 1926 the Arcata Theater, last year the 100th anniversary for Des Plaines. This year in September, I'd like to talk about that in a little bit, but the 100th anniversary of the Arcata Theater. And both opened right during Prohibition, right in the middle of Prohibition, and right during vaudeville. Vaudeville was a performance art that was before, obviously, radio, before TV, obviously. It was typically a multi-act performance with people that had various different talents. It might be a juggler, definitely a vocalist, could be somebody that's, you know, some musicians, dancers, ballerinas, and many of them were family acts that, you know, the whole family did the different acts, or they're all part of the same act, like the Four Cohans that you saw in Yankee Doodle Dandy with James Cohan, George M. Cohan, James Cagney. And that's what vaudeville was. It was always surrounded by the acts, the live acts, typically four or five of them, surrounded a film, a silent film, of course. And that was also something that was a big part of these old theaters, you know, a big part of it.
Yes. Now, if I remember correctly, I believe you assumed ownership of the Arcata in 2005, and I believe it still has the original pipe organ beneath the stage floor. Is that right?
So, yes. I mean, there's a lot of that. I kept as much original as possible, but right after COVID, or actually during COVID, went through a massive renovation and just enhanced the originality of all of it. Pipe organ went through a $200,000 renovation, and we're almost complete with it. So that will be ready to go within the next, I don't know, 30 to 60 days. But yes, I mean, you know, that was the lifeblood of the whole silent film era, because the films weren't really silent. It had that music behind it. And, you know, that music not only, you know, was provided the audio sensation of those acts, are those performances, but also evoke the emotion. If it was supposed to be sadness or happiness or soldiers or cavalry coming in, or, you know, that kind of thing. It's a very, very important and choreographed part of the film viewing experience.
Yeah, so it sounds like that pipe organ is the heart of the theater. And of course, you don't want to get rid of the heart of the theater. Are there any other nods to the vaudeville era that you have there or at the Des Plaines Theater?
Yes. I mean, I've tried to keep, again, as much of the original structure as possible. I went to some original colors, which you don't really, you know, back then there wasn't any color photography. So, you know, I went through what it looked like, you know, it may have, could have been, or through some newspaper articles or, you know, personal remembrances of people that have been talking to us or what their grandma used to talk to them about. But, you know, so the design of the theaters is something that I really put a lot of time into, you know, keeping it the same and enhancing it. And also in both places, I have speakeasies. As you know, that's what those behind the curtain, behind the bookcase kind of bars and dance halls and gambling halls they had during Prohibition. Again, Prohibition, as you know, began from 1920 and ended 1933 when it was repealed. But again, I'm opening 25 and 26. So this is the resurgence of the second round of the Roaring Twenties, opened up right in the middle of Prohibition. So we're trying to represent, you know, we got the Secret Doors and the Flapper Girls and the kind of music and craft cocktails. So it's a really cool Roaring Twenties experience.
Yeah, those sound like such a fun time. How often do you host those speakeasies? And you said it was at both of your theaters, correct?
Oh, yeah. No, the speakeasies are open all the time. The one in St. Charles Club Arcata, which is what the speakeasy was called back in the 1930s when they repealed it, actually. Right then, the bar was called Club Arcata. That is open. We've got, it's a regular restaurant. I'm talking about prime rib, ribeye, salmon, pastas. But it's got 400 antiques to it. I mean, we have a Charlie Chaplin room, a Gene Harlow room, a Fred and Ginger ballroom, Louis Armstrong bar. I mean, very, very cool. And there's, again, live music in all my rooms. And then in Des Plaines, we have a place called Bourbon and Brass, which is on the second floor. Again, another really cool behind the bookcase, top secret door, kind of a speakeasy with about 75 types of bourbons. And on Wednesdays, Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays, it's like a real old school blues and jazz, like your Greenville downtown kind of experience.
And how can people be a part of this? Do they purchase tickets? Do they just go there? How does that work?
In Des Plaines, it's just kind of usually it's like a cover charge, $5 or $10, depending on when you come. And then in St. Charles, same thing, but St. Charles is more of a restaurant experience, a dinner show kind of experience. So sometimes it's free, sometimes it's $10 or $15 entertainment fee that the bands charge. But again, that's a full night of entertainment. You come, you have dinner, you have drinks, you have desserts, and then you dance the night away. So maybe it's rockabilly and, you know, that kind of thing, Elvis and Jerry Lee Lewis and Johnny Cash, to, you know, a lot of the swing stuff, to the bluesy swing, that upbeat swing stuff. I mean, there's all kinds of stuff going on.
It sounds like people definitely have a lot to look forward to. And it's nice because both of your theaters are indoor theaters, so you can just keep the party going on all year round.
Well, you know what? It's a complete experience, especially in St. Charles. It's an actual complex because, you know, again, I told you, it's going to take a lot of time to talk about this stuff. So, but you walk into the main entrance of the theater in St. Charles. On your right is one place called Rockin' Za, the Rock and Roll Pizza and Pinball Experience, which is like Italian beef, sausage, meatball, hot dogs, my Pete's O's, which is a very unique Roman-style pizza, crispy and airy, delicious, and kind of like an upscale concession stand for the theater. Then within that is Rockstock, which is our merchandise counters with all kinds of t-shirts and memorabilia and collectibles from all your favorite rock and roll bands. You continue to walk in the main lobby there. And on the left is my kind of high-end restaurant, which is called Rockin' Ravioli. It's over a dozen ravioli, custom raviolis, like a chicken Vesuvio ravioli, a braised short rib ravioli, a lot of with unique sauces. And there's a stage in there called the Legend Stage. And we've done things like, it's cool. Like every Saturday, we do dueling pianos. We've done acoustic intimate performances by lead singers of rock bands. We did a Q&A with Priscilla Presley recently, that kind of thing there. So it's a really, really cool experience. And before shows, we'll have our fried chicken and pizza buffet. So you can grab a quick bite and hit the show. And then you keep walking down the hallway there on your right is a place called Barcata, which is our gaming saloon. We've got the slot machines and a 1930s bar there. And then out in the backyard is a piazza. It's called Spritz, which we have great lunches, outdoor patio, just beautiful. And then you keep going, you're into the main theater. On the second floor, you get a place called Studio 64. And that came about because I was looking to put together an old school 70s disco combination, American Bandstand meets Soul Train kind of a place. And disco was started in New York at a place called Studio 54. Well, we are located on North Avenue, which is Route 64, hence the name Studio 64 Dance Club. And then you go to the third floor, and that's where Club Arcata Speakeasy and restaurant is, where you can dance the night away, have great craft cocktails, and a great dinner. There you go. If you're just tired listening to it, let alone experiencing it.
I can't stop thinking about all of the menu items that you mentioned. I mean, food and music go together so well. Were you the one who actually created those menus?
every single recipe, every single design of the buildings, colors, placement of the antiques, every name. I mean, this is an extension of my soul. So yes, there it is. And you know, you can go to venues and have great entertainment, but the food is you know, marginal at best. You can go to some place that a restaurant where the food's amazing, but they got some guy in the corner with tracks or, you know, a DJ. This is, you get amazing entertainment, an amazing vibe, top level sound, lights, lasers, a real great visual experience. And the food is people tell me, I'm very, very proud of it.
Well, I'm definitely looking forward to trying some of that food. And I do want to focus now on some of the highlights of this year so far on the entertainment. Who have been some of your favorite performers that have graced both of your theaters so far this year?
Well, you know, there's just so many. We'll do close to probably 400 to 500 shows. So we've got some great people that have been by us. A lot of the 80s metal bands, you know, the guy from Cinderella and the guy from Queensryche, and Bret Michaels is always such a classy guy. He actually began on February 13th our 100th anniversary programming that goes all the way through September 6th, which is actually the 100th anniversary to the day of the Arcata Theater. It was opened on Labor Day in 1926. And so we got about 10 months of activities. And Bret Michaels, one of the classiest guys out there, just does a great job. So we've got the 80s hair bands, but then we'll go to that 50s and 60s classic stuff like Peter Noon of Herman's Hermits or Tommy James and the Shondells. Incredible. We had Night Ranger that was by us recently. What a, you know, Sister Christian, all those great, great songs all over the stage, jumping into the audience. So again, 80s, 90s, Gin Blossoms, Vertical Horizon. I mean, I can go on and on and on. We've got some country with Josh Turner and some of the other people that just, you know, been so wonderful to us over the years. There's just a lot of stuff happening, and it happens in both. Sometimes I will bring an artist to play maybe one night at the Arcata Theater and the next night in the Des Plaines Theater, which they love because, you know, these artists very rarely get to spend more than one night in the same hotel. Well, they'll come in. You know, if they play both my places, they stay in the same hotel for 3 nights. It's such a vacation for them. So that's been working out really, really well.
Yeah, it seems like it works for everybody. And I think that those two theaters are relatively close to each other. So it's nice because if you want to go see them for a second night, then you get to experience both theaters, which I think is really, 100%. Really cool.
Yeah, no, it's we say it's close enough and far enough. It's close enough to enjoy them both and the entertainer can play both, but it's far enough where it's not right next door to each other. And, you know, you're kind of pilfering the guests from one theater to the other. We've got people in St. Charles that are from mainly the western suburbs and southern suburbs, and people in Des Plaines are mainly from those easternmost areas, downtown Chicago and the Northbrooks, of course, the Park Ridge and Des Plaines and those areas, Morton Grove. There's just, we're covering it geographically. We're covering it also genre-esque, you know, something for everybody. We're doing a lot of kids shows. So there's something for everybody.
Yeah, now you did mention Tommy James, which I love his music as well. Somebody that I'm looking forward to is One Vision of Queen featuring Mark Martel. I don't know if you know, but he did vocals for the movie Bohemian Rhapsody for Freddie Mercury, and his voice is phenomenal. I cannot wait to see him. Who are you looking forward to seeing at your theaters the most?
Well, you know, you mentioned Mark Martel, and yes, I'm very aware that he did, Rami Malek really didn't sing at all in the movie, and a couple of the songs were actually Freddie, but the rest of them was this guy that was on the internet, and he's got a natural look, a natural feel of Freddie Mercury, but his vocals are ridiculous. It's amazing, and I always look forward to that show, you know, and there are just so many coming up, and there's a lot that I'm working on right now, you know, again, the 100th anniversary for the Arcata, we're actually closing North Avenue for a little bit, doing a grand parade, but it's not just a parade. I mean, it's going to represent the 1920s, so a bunch of 1920s, 1930s vehicles. It's going to be led by Charlie Chaplin, okay, a good friend of mine who does that, of course, but then we've got Priscilla Presley, who's going to be one of our grand marshals. Again, I mentioned Tony Orlando and a few other surprises. we're going to, you remember Ferris Bueller's Day Off, I'm sure, the movie.
Oh, yeah.
And so there's that parade scene with Twist and Shout, and that a very famous parade scene in Ferris Bueller's. We're going to be redoing that one, and we're going to just have everybody do Twist and Shout. We've got Chubby Checker. This is going to be another one of our grand marshals, and he's going to hold the largest twist dance. Guinness Book of World Records will be out there, and we're going to try to get more than 4,000 people doing a twist at one time. So, again, all the stuff we're doing is just so, so much fun. It's so theatrical. It's not just four guys on stage with nothing. We've got on both theaters, we've got floor to ceiling, left to right, video walls that provide a great effect to the stages, plus all the top level lighting and sound. It's just a fabulous experience we try to provide for everybody.
It's a blast from the past. And where can people find out more about this 100th anniversary celebration for the Arcata Theater?
You can go to our website, oshows.com. As the information is unveiled, we will be unveiling it. You know, we'll be letting it, releasing it to the public. But yeah, the letter oshows.com is where you can get all the information, get tickets. Don't go to anything else because they're scalping sites, and people are out there charging crazy dollars for our shows. And I'll get somebody come up to me and said, Ron, geez, you're getting a little greedy here. $300 tickets? I'm like, no, ours are only $39. Those are scalper sites. So make sure you go to oshows.com. There's only one place to get tickets at oshows.com.
That's a good point. I'm really glad that you brought that up because we talk with the BBB a lot on Bob Surratt's show. And that's one thing that they bring up multiple times, but that's a good thing because a lot of people do get scammed with the tickets. So thank you for letting us know that we need to go to oshows.com for all of those tickets. And yep. I need to end this by asking you a question that I ask everybody that I have on here. But what is something important that music has taught you?
Well, you know, we touched on it, Daly. I mean, the power of the music to get people through their lives. And, you know, people, you may think entertainment and music is just another ancillary part of your life, whether, you know, but it is a tool. It's so important. And that's why there's music therapy. It's a big deal, music therapy. So I think that's really the biggest, I think we go through our life right now and society right now. And, you know, I don't care where you're at politically. And I try very hard to be apolitical. You know, people come to me and they don't come to me for political views. And we're not political. You know, we're about, as I said before, music and meatballs. So, but I do come out with the American flag on every show. And I do the national anthem. And I thank our heroes, thank our military. And a couple people have called me out for being political. And I'm like, I'm not political. That's not political. My dad fought for that flag in World War II, and this is about unifying everybody. That's, we love everybody under the umbrella of live music. And that's, you know, the power of music to bring people together, no matter what you are politically, what you are ethnically, whatever you are racially, whatever it is. Music has the power and has an umbrella feature that brings everybody together, and that's what we use it for.
I couldn't have said it better myself, and I can't wait to be at both of these theaters, both the Arcata and the Des Plaines Theater, to experience the music and the meatballs. I'm so excited to see what the rest of the summer brings.
Well, thank you so much, Haley. You guys are doing a great job over on my favorite station, WGN.
Thank you so much. Ron Onesti, President and CEO of Onesti Entertainment, thank you again for joining me. I so appreciate it.
My pleasure.
Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Haley's Rock Block. You can listen to my future podcast right here on WGNRadio.com and on all major podcast platforms or wherever you get your podcasts. You can hear more of myself on The Bob Surratt Show weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m. Thank you again, and always remember what Steve Miller says. Peace, love, happiness. Take care of each other. That's how it's done. I'll see you around the block.